usually one person does a couple of different things, but just giving you guys some ideas on how you can partner on a multifamily deal or self-storage, mobile home park. Doesn't have to be multifamily, just a bigger deal.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And in this episode, we're going to break down what it takes or what can somebody do to be part of a multifamily deal, right? Like, how can I be a part of it? What can I bring to the table? Or what can I do to, you know, be a general partner or a limited partner, or just to get my feet wet, right? Or get started. How do I get a piece of the pie? So there's a couple of different ways to get a piece of the pie, right? And then how much of the pie do you get? I'll do some individual episodes just according to everything that I'm writing down right now. I'll kind of go into it like more in individual, more detail and more breakdown. So I'm going to write this down because I'll probably end up forgetting. All right. I guess we'll start from basic, right? How about bringing a deal? You know, somebody might say, hey, I don't have capital to invest. I can't sign a loan. I don't know anybody with money. I hate that word, I can't, but you know, I don't know, you know, or maybe you're starting out. I don't know, whatever the reason is. But you say, hey, I'll bring a deal. I got a project. I know so-and-so. I know a broker. I know somebody connection, except for Daisy Chains. Daisy Chains is the one that 8 people have the deal and you don't even know who has a contract, right? They're just garbage. Anyways, no Daisy Chains, please. When you find a deal, and you say, find somebody local, somebody you like, you trust, you want to partner with. Hopefully it's us. Hopefully it's me. Let's assume you like me and you trust me. I say, hey, Javier, I want to partner with you guys. I got this deal. What can we do? We underwrite it for you. We help you out, analyze it, all that good stuff. We'll do it for you. But that's number one, right? That's a way to bring a deal. Number one. Number two is like, you can be a signer on a loan, right? You have net worth or you have some liquidity, or it could be a signer and a person with liquidity, right? It can be different people. And you need somebody like, you know, if it's a big deal, you need somebody with experience. So you might be somebody with experience that can come sign a loan and be part of the general partnership team, right? There's already 4 ways right there how to be part of a project, right? If you're one of the general partners, there's a lot of work to be done. Like just like boots in the ground basically means boots in the grounds means that you're there checking up on the property. There's like the property management side of the, you know, who's managing the property management. You know, you can charge a fee for that or be part owner, right? If you're kind of handling the day-to-day, right? The construction management too. You're handling the construction management, right? You get a piece of the deal for that. Maybe you're doing helping out with the investors, the asset management, just moving forward. There's a lot of moving pieces and everybody can be in a specific spot. Usually one person does a couple of different things, but just giving you guys some ideas on how you can partner on a multifamily deal or self-storage, mobile home park. Doesn't have to be multifamily, just a bigger deal. You know, and all the GPs, right? Everybody raises money. You got to help fund the deal. So everybody has to go out there and raise money. There'll be a certain percentage allocated or the general partners say, hey, we got to raise whatever, $1 million. You know, whoever raises X amount, here's X percent. We're going to give away or not give away, but here's what it looks like. Who's going to bring, how much money you're going to bring in? And then you can raise some money and maybe get more equity because you brought the most money to the table. So there's a lot of different ways to partner up. Multifamily or even a, you know, just a commercial asset, what kind of value you're going to bring. Most people bring a deal to start off and you get to learn how the process is made, you know, how the sausage is made, jump into the meetings and all cool stuff like that. Some people just want to put their money. Oh yeah. It's another way you put money in like, hey, I'm making good money. I got another business. I'm a professional somewhere else. Hey, I'm retired. I'm done. I'm not in for the hunt. Or maybe you're like very successful real estate investor. I know a couple that flip a lot of houses. They got a lot of money in the bank and they're like, man, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for my next deal. I need some tax breaks. Here's 100K. Here's 200K. Here's 300K. And they put them in our deals. They might need some appreciation in the back end. You know, so they save money in taxes or the money just sitting there. They want that cash flow. That cash flow comes in and the payments every month, right? They don't need that money. So, right. You can be a limited partner as well. You help fund a deal. Now as a limited partner, you don't have any responsibilities. You're just like a passive investor. As a general partner, you have the responsibility. Something goes wrong, it's your ass. So anyways, that's kind of how you can participate in a multifamily deal, how you can be part of one. And I'll be breaking down each one of these as the time goes on and go a little more in depth, like how much I get, what's required, you know, just kind of big picture for everybody. So I am Javier Hinojo, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank
thank you everybody for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo dot junior. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.